Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sean Malone from the KMOX Newsroom, reporter here at the Voice of St. Louis. He has been after my sheriff, Alfred Montgomery, for weeks now.
He didn't indict him, though, Ranj. I'm just telling you what's happening.
I'm not actually going after him.
He's been doing some investigative gotcha reporting. Sean Malone, we know the sheriff is suing the city, and you were in this week to tell us a little bit about what's going on. So yesterday was fun, huh?
Yeah, it was actually quite surprising. I remember walking in yesterday to what was supposed to be a hearing about a temporary restraining order from the sheriff asking the judge to, hey, for now, block this new bill that was signed into law that says I have to transport detainees because it could have irreparable harm. We'll get into what that is in a second. But us in the press kind of thought, okay, this would be like a 30-minute, maybe an hour-long hearing, something like that. You know, one other reporter was kind of saying, yeah, I might have like a 40-second voiceover with some B-roll for my newsroom later tonight. Turns out it was almost a pseudo-trial with how things wound up going because the city countersued and they're asking for a temporary restraining order essentially to force the sheriff to take on the duties that they say he should always have been doing of transporting detainees in need of emergency medical care. And both sides wound up calling witnesses yesterday, which was a surprise to all of us from the outside looking in as to that happening. Mm-hmm. So the sheriff called on his colonel, who argued that, you know, he's the one that's in charge of doing the scheduling and figuring out who's going to be assigned to what on which days of the week and what time shifts. And he says that there, you know, we've reported this previously. This is the case they've been making the whole time. There is not enough manpower in the current budget to adequately keep the courthouse safe, both courthouses, and transport detainees, as well as do some of the other small jobs that the sheriff's department has. You know, they're also involved with keeping the juvenile detention center safe. They are also, you know, serve papers and things like that. So they don't have the manpower to do all that stuff. And it's just amongst their priorities, transporting detainees is what they looked at and said, this is something that, according to the laws on the books, their interpretation of them, the jail should be doing, we shouldn't be doing. And then we got Tammy Ross, who testified, speaking from the perspective of the jail, the St. Louis City Justice Center. And if you recall, that is who Sheriff Alfred Montgomery had detained, that he was federally indicted by, not me, the feds, Ranji.
Yep.
And then former Sheriff Vernon Betts testified as well. And I think this might be the first time the two of them have shared a room together since Alfred Montgomery took over. It was cordial the entire time. They didn't interact at all. There was no, hey, how you doing? I don't think anyone really expected that from either of them, but there was no real obvious sense of bad blood between the two of them. I wouldn't say they're on good terms, but it's not like there was some, you know, Law and Order dramatic courtroom shouting or something like that that happened. So,
were you surprised by the presence of anyone in that room yesterday, whether it be city
not
leadership?
Knowing, not knowing going in that we were expecting testimony from anyone, let alone him.
Yeah.
I was very surprised when I walked in. You know, you go up the elevator to the floor that the courtroom was on for that day and that hearing. And you know, we walk into the 8th floor lobby. There's a couple of members of the press hanging out there, and hanging out with them is Vernon Betts. And I was like, oh, the former sheriff is here. That's interesting. What are you doing here? And then he said that he was there to testify. So the testimony that we got from both sides in what turned into an all-day event. The hearing started at 11. It didn't wrap up till about 4:30 in the late afternoon, early evening. That really caught everyone off guard that both sides were essentially getting a chance to argue their cases and have testimony for just a temporary restraining order. This was not the trial. It felt like it because of the arguments that were being made, but this was just both sides saying, no, we're asking you, judge, to force one side or the other to continue transporting or start transporting detainees in need of medical care until we can sort this all out with a true trial.
So the sheriff is arguing they don't have the manpower to do this, even though you said yesterday they are pretty well staffed.
Yes, compared to a couple of years ago, that's probably the biggest success Alfred Montgomery has had in his short tenure. For all the shortfalls about how he's managed the budget, decision-making with it, all the other stuff that has gotten him in legal trouble, he has gotten that place nearly fully staffed out. There are only a few, I forget off the top of my head, but there are only a few deputies shy of what they're budgeted for. And that's something that he ran on coming in, that he would raise the starting salary for deputies and be able to fill out his ranks. But they're still saying that they don't have the adequate manpower to do both. And they brought back something which was interesting that hasn't really come up yet at this point. And that was, if you recall, a year, maybe a year and a half ago, there was that rift between former Sheriff Vernon Betts and the judges, because the judges were upset. They didn't feel like the courtrooms were being adequately protected. There weren't enough deputies protecting them, and sent him a letter saying basically they were going to look to hire their own bailiffs. And so, you know, they wound up reaching an agreement to make it work. But, you know, that's the argument here that was brought up by the sheriff, Alfred Montgomery's legal team, and David Mason, is that Vernon Betts says he was able to do both. They're arguing that no, Vernon wasn't able to do both. You know, Judge Mason was a judge at that time, and he's basically saying like, no, we had issues with not feeling properly protected in the courthouse, not having enough bailiffs protecting us at the courthouse. And that the Sheriff Montgomery is making that his top priority, making sure the courthouse is protected first, and other things such as transporting detainees that he feels like he's not legally obligated to do fall by the wayside.
So when are we going to know what the judge has decided about the restraining order?
Probably not anytime soon. I would be shocked if we hear by later this week, just because the judge has asked for any other information or documentation that needs to be filed to be done by the end of the week. So I'd be shocked if the judge makes any kind of a decision before she gets all of that information. One thing I did fail to ask, which, you know, I would like to follow up with someone at this point, is who's doing the transporting right now? Because law on the books, as it's written, it should be the sheriff. Sheriff is arguing that they can't. So who's doing it at the moment? Now, I don't know if we've had any emergencies since the bill was signed on Monday that required transportation. But on Friday, I know 5 people had to be transported and watched through the weekend. So who is going to be watching those people at this moment? That I'm not sure of at this time.
So is there still a real push to have him removed from office?
Yes, still a very real.
With Andrew Bailey,
yes,
no longer the AG.
Yeah, Catherine Hanaway is taking over, and she has said she's going to continue that. She's going to continue the criminal case against County Executive Sam Page. She's not coming in and dropping either of those from the sound of things. But this is where Sheriff Montgomery has no choice but to fight against this bill, because if he just kind of accepts that this has always been the role of the sheriff, that he was always supposed to transport detainees and he has not been, that's one of the counts against him, is that he neglected to transport detainees, even though that was his duty. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the push to remove him from office. So if he kind of concedes that, that hurts him in the Quo Warranto case, and could it make it an easy case for him to be removed? Now, which one gets settled first? I would imagine the Quo Warranto gets settled first before we have a full trial about this law, because the Quo Warranto is already scheduled. They want to move quickly with this. It's set for mid-November, so right. I'd be shocked if we get The temporary restraining order should certainly be settled before then. But in terms of an actual full trial to argue out this law and its legal merits and the merits of, and they didn't get into this yesterday, whether or not the city can tell a county elected official. I know St. Louis is a city not within a county. It kind of operates as its own county. But can St. Louis city government tell the sheriff how to do his job? You know, Judge Mason, the attorney for Sheriff Alfred Montgomery, says no, they can't. But, you know, we'll see. It's like I said, it's that weird dynamic because it's, you know, the city's budget that the sheriff gets its money from. The city is not within a county. It's not like, you know, this is Hazelwood or something like that, mm-hmm. trying to tell the St. Louis County
right.
office holder what to do. It's a very interesting dynamic that it'll be interesting to see them argue it out in court when it goes to the full trial.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, so all of that technical stuff aside, and this unfortunately is a serious question. Have we seen the sheriff using the golf carts at all?
I have not seen the sheriff using the golf cart.
Has anybody seen him carting
around? I've actually not seen the golf carts. I don't know if they're marked or anything like that. I know they said that the purpose of them was like to, I think it was something, if I'm working off the top of my head here, less intimidating than a sheriff's vehicle when they're providing like security downtown or something like that for
wrong.
An event or
they
what have you.
Not wrong that
it
a golf
is certainly
cart is
less intimidating than you know an SUV would be, but you know, again, it's like what do you need a golf cart for?
Well, to me, yes, it's less intimidating if you've seen Paul Blart Mall Cop. On his Segway.
I haven't.
That's what the sheriff looks
Should
like in his
rank,
golf
like,
cart.
Like security
yes.
modes of transportation
actually,
by their level of intimidation?
Yes.
Actually, they should be on Segways.
There are some cops. I've seen cops on Segways.
They should have to transport prisoners on Segways.
What, do they just like kind of
they
hold
wrap
your hips?
Around their waist?
That'd be a real...
Hold on tight.
Yeah, that'd be a real halftime show. All right, well, keep us updated if something happens. Let me know when I can protest next.
Anytime. It is a free country, Ronji.
Sean walked in here and said...
I missed
you were
yesterday.
Not there yesterday, and you could have protested yesterday.
Maybe not in the courtroom. You would have gotten thrown out by the sheriff's deputies. That would be very interesting.
I had to take my car in to get it looked at because the blinker is too loud.
Oh.
He's not joking.
You got to fill up on blinker fluid.
He's not joking. The blinker is really loud.
I got a new car, and the blinker is so loud.
I need to hear this. How is a blinker too loud?
You know what? I'm going to record it.
Okay.
I'm going to record it and bring it back in because it is obnoxious. It is obnoxious.
I've never heard that.
Yeah. Excuse me. Is my
Could you
blinker,
do something about this?
Blinker supposed
How
to be
do you even
loud?
Ask, like... Without them, the mechanics thinking you're trying to prank them or mess with them, how do you even bring it in with a straight face ask, yeah, my blinker's too loud. Can you do something about this?
Here's the thing. I may have lied. I didn't actually do it, but I really want to because that thing is...
You Googled it, though.
I did
like,
Google
it really
it.
Is loud. Yeah,
I spent a lot
in,
of time on Google trying to figure out why my blinker is so loud and what I can do about it.
Were other people expressing the same thing?
Yes.
Okay.
There were message boards. Mm-hmm. People, same model, same car. Everybody was like, yeah, this blinker is so loud.
There's
nothing. No recourse.
No lonelier feeling than when you've got like an issue about yeah. something and you Google it and you don't find it any other you. Questions previously asked. It is just you with this problem. Yep. You against the world.
Yep, that's...
Maybe we can get Maria Kina on this.
I'm going to ask great... why don't you have Sean do it? Oh, he's too busy with
he's
the sheriff.
He's busy with the sheriff. You can't have him covering all your business, Ron.
That's right.
You're monopolizing
he's
the
He's trying
newsroom.
To distract me from the sheriff.
Yeah.
Sending me down loud blinker rabbit holes instead.
Sean, it is so loud. I'm going to record it and play it for you.
You have tomorrow. It's crazy. We're doing it tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow.
All right.
Sean, thank you.
No problem.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.